What was your background in Washington before you came here in disaster recovery?
My background in disaster recovery was nil, nothing, zero. I was a lawyer.
And then you came after Katrina.
Yeah, Liz and I came 6 months after Katrina. We slept in tents in St. Bernard. We fed people, and we saw people who reminded us of our own family. And back then, the lucky were sleeping in attics and cars and garages, and it just blew our mind.
Tell me about the disasters that you've responded to besides Katrina, because what you've learned here, you have shared with other regions.
When the Joplin tornado that impacted 7,000 homes occurred, we heard from the city leaders that said, "Will you help? Come on down, check it out." And we ended up partnering with a group called Rebuild Joplin. Rebuild Joplin eventually became an SPP affiliate. They operated under our 501c3, and we rebuilt 181 houses there.
And then Sandy.
Yeah, and then Superstorm Sandy happened. We got down there about 10 days after. We toured a bunch of businesses. I learned this terrible statistic that after disaster, 40% of businesses, small businesses that close even for a day, never reopen. And so that taught us a couple things. It taught us, well, we got to make sure we do something to help businesses. And it became clear that SPP needed to expand our impact.
The mission of SBP is now what?
So the mission of SPP is to shrink the time between disaster and recovery. And I'll tell you why. It is important to build houses. Families need to move home in a prompt, efficient, and predictable way.
You've talked to people at probably the worst times in their lives. What do they expect from you? What do they expect from FEMA? And what will they get from FEMA?
I think people want something that's fair, and they want something that's predictable. And to be sure, it appears that FEMA's doing a heck of a good job so far in response to this flood. I'm not convinced, however, that homeowners truly understand the path that they have to go on. That you apply to FEMA, you cap out at a certain amount of money, then you have to apply to SBA. If you're accepted by SBA, you can either take that money or not, but you can't go back to FEMA. If you apply to SBA and you're rejected, you can go back to FEMA for more money. And I think if people understood that process more, it would allow them to access the funds that they're truly entitled to.
Now, your volunteers with AmeriCorps, what are they doing now, and what will they be doing in Baton Rouge?
Right now, our AmeriCorps members are doing a number of things. They are leading gutting crews, 60 people on the weekends, 30 people on the weekdays, and we'll raise those numbers soon. And on the 6th of September, I'm pleased to announce that we will start rebuilding our first house.
If you can think of perhaps three things that you've learned since Katrina that you'll be taking up to Baton Rouge as advice to those affected.
Don't take no for an answer. That's the first thing. The second thing is pretty human. You got to look out for each other. And it's important to ask people how they're doing and then really pay attention. Third, prevent contractor fraud. It's a big, big, big deal. We have a checklist that people can use that, if they follow, will prevent contractor fraud.
Zach Rosenberg, co-founder of SBP. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eileen.